Yeah, but how often should I email my list? And when?
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it. Welcome back, super friends and action takers. And it is our final day of our Launch Your List series. And if you have missed any of the episodes or downloads, you can always head on over to katedoster.com/list bootcamp. There's a link in the show notes, of course, to get all of those episodes. Or since you know you're listening to this in your favorite podcast player, you can always just click on my little feed and listen to episode 1 through 6, where we covered everything from why you need an email list to jargon soup to the perfect email to how to get your first 517 email subscribers. And in today's final lesson, we are going to tackle two questions that I got from my community, and that is, how often should you email people and when is the best time to send? And if you have a question that you would like to answer on an upcoming Q&A episode, head on over to katedoster.com/ask. There will be a link in the show notes. And you can either type in your question or you can leave a voicemail and I'll ask you if you want it to be on the air or not. So if you're my talker, you can feel free to ask there. So let's go ahead and break down how often you should be emailing your list. And that is, at the very beginning, you do want to send them more emails and then you can sort of dump them into your newsletters. So I would say that in the first 2 weeks, you want to be reaching people at least 6 times. And that is what's called your welcome sequence. Now, you guys have been batting down my digital door saying that you want this welcome sequence podcast episode way sooner than episode 11. So I'm actually going to air it next week instead. So next Wednesday, you will be getting it. And instead of episode 8, because you know, I can do that. It's my podcast. And then we'll go back and do episodes 8 and 9 and 10, because we're rebels like that. So how often do you send after this honeymoon period, you might be asking? Well, it depends. I know that you hate this. Now, if you are just dipping your toes into the whole newsletter email marketing thing, I say send twice a month minimum. And don't just be like, oh, I'll send every other Monday, because you never will. Say that you are going to send on the 11th and the 27th, regardless of what day of the week it is. So that way people know when to look forward to your emails. And it also gets you in the habit of emailing regularly and not just when you want money. Like, let's just be real here. And of course, if you're wondering what to send in those 2 emails, well, you can go ahead and listen to episode number 6, where I actually crack open my premium product, the weekly newsletter planner, and let you in on some really juicy topics to send. Now, at the time of this recording, I actually send out my newsletters on Fridays, but I do think that I'm going to be switching it up and sending it every Tuesdays and Thursdays, because that's when people tend to need a little extra boost of energy. And of course, these podcast episodes normally go live on Wednesday. The thing that thinking about when picking your day of the week that you are going to send is, you want to be thinking about your ideal subscriber and what time of day that they're actually near their computer, or more importantly, their iPhone. You want it to become a ritual. So whether you are going every single week on a Tuesday, if you decide you're going to do twice a week or twice a month, that is when we want people to be like, wait a minute, it's Wednesday and I haven't heard from Kate yet. Is she okay? And that's how you get them to feverishly check their inboxes. For example, if my online business crush, Paul Jarvis, did not send me my Sunday morning dispatch on, you guessed it, Sunday morning, for me to enjoy with my big old cup of steaming hot coffee, well, I would send out the search parties. And when Paul decides to take a break, he tells you in his next email, like, hey guys, I'm taking 2 weeks off. I'm cool, but I got other stuff to do. That's what we're going with for you.
Now, if you are one of my type A personality home slices and you just need me to shut up and tell you a time, I have randomly selected times that I kind of sort of think will be best for you. But remember, test things out and see what works best. So if you are trying to target other 9-to-5ers and you're in the marketing niche or the coaching niche, you're now going to send Tuesdays at 5 a.m. If you're targeting moms with mom-related stuff, you have an option, either Wednesday at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard or Saturdays at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard so they can read it during their boring soccer games. If you're doing anything like crafty or fun or even relationship-y based, you are going to send those Thursdays at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, I know that some online marketers are out there telling you, email daily. If you don't email every single day, you are stupid. So there's a couple things that if you decide you want to switch to the daily emailing model that you want to keep in mind. One, on all of your opt-in forms and all of your freebie pages, you need to make sure it's explicitly clear that you email people every single day. And if they don't like getting emails from you every day, don't sign up. The second thing is you want to make sure that they are edutational, as in educational and entertaining. Now, someone who I think does daily emailing really well is Ryan Lee, and I've included a link to him in the show notes. He used to be in the fitness niche, now he's in the business niche, and he always talks about how he's writing from this cafe, which he writes to you guys daily. They're not automated messages. And then talks a little about business and what's on his mind, and sometimes does some teaching. But I would never commit to emailing daily if you know you're the type of person that would like go gung-ho for like 5 days and then you'd miss like 3 days and then you'd like never do it ever again. So I would let your list know if you've only been emailing them a couple of times a month or even say twice a week that you're going to be ramping up, and then only commit for like say a week and then 2 weeks and then so on and so forth. So once you've done it for a full 3 weeks, you know that it's in your pattern and you really like it and your subscribers like it, well then go ahead and just be a person that emails daily. So that is it, my super friends and action takers. We are done with the Launch Your List series mini bootcamp, woohoo, where we talked about why you need an email list. We debunked all those jargony things, what to send your list, when to send your list. We just talked about right now and how to actually get some people on there and set a foundation for list growth. Woohoo! Now, I will be seeing you guys next week with our Bending Space Time Continuum episode of what you should be including in your welcome sequence.
Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free, value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review before you leave. I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.